This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. Three stories, 15 minutes, Up First, every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey folks, it's Camila Kashani, host of the StoryCorps podcast from NPR. Considering everything going on in the news right now, we're sliding in your feed with an extra story this week. It comes from Miss Betty Thompson. After she retired in the mid-90s, she decided to start a second career as a counselor at the Jackson Women's Health Organization. By 2004, it was the only remaining abortion clinic in Mississippi. Betty came to StoryCorps to talk about how her experiences as a teenager in the early 60s led to her work at the clinic.
When I was 16, I didn't tell my parents that I was pregnant, they told me. At that moment, my mom started to cry and said, "Girl, you're pregnant." My mouth flew open. I was devastated. You know, there are times when you want the floor to swallow you up. Well, that was so past embarrassing, and nothing was swallowing me up. And then she sat me down in that chair to comb my hair, which she never combed my hair. She couldn't say it was okay, but a touch can mean so much sometimes. And I think she forgave me at that moment she touched me. I kept my son, but my mom was the main caregiver. And so, because of my family, I went back to finish high school and went to college. It made me want to excel in a lot of things. However, I wish I had had the choice. After 25 years, I retired from state government. And I happened to run into a friend that knew that this clinic was being opened. I suppose because of my background, I felt like I had something to give. So I jumped right in. You know, everybody can't do this work. You have to be made for it. You have to love people. So I tried to reach that teenager to let them know that it's going to be okay. And I make sure I encourage the mom or the dad that's with that teenager. You're going to get through this. You love your daughter. She needs you now more than ever. Sometimes I can see the mother look over at the daughter, almost as if for the first time. It takes me back to that moment when my mom was doing my hair. We know that we're the only clinic in Mississippi, and we are needed. And that's why I'm here.
That's Miss Betty Thompson. She retired from the Jackson Women's Health Organization in 2020. That clinic has been at the center of the U.S. Supreme Court case, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health, which overturned Roe versus Wade. Because of that, the clinic will most likely be forced to either close or move to another state. The story was produced by Eleanor Vasili and Judd Esty Kendall. It was edited by Jared Sport and Jasmine Morris, who's our executive editor. Our technical director is Jared Floyd. This episode was fact-checked by Dan O'Neill. Special thanks to Natalia Fiddleholtz. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Camila Kashani.
Imagine a house where every room follows a different architect's plan. Doorways don't connect. Staircases lead nowhere. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our complicated system for treating psychosis, one that loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. We'll ask how it got so bad and how it can get better. Listen to Lost Patients from KOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network.
You know the names of the primary players. Jimmy Carter.
Our country's not strong anymore.
Ronald Reagan.
We have perverted our Constitution.
Gerald Ford.
Let's go!
But how they acted, it's just about the opposite of their popular images.
Those are the seeds of the culture war.
Landslide. How a presidential race led to today's political divide. Subscribe now to Landslide, part of the NPR network.
We have perverted our Constitution. Perverted it with regard to a welfare clause that doesn't exist. Perverted it with regard.
The question was, is he too dangerous? Is he too crazy?
The new podcast, Landslide, telling the story of the presidential races that led to today's divide.
Those are the seeds of the culture war.
Landslide, part of the NPR network. Subscribe now.